The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A lackluster effort by the Boston Celtics last night leads to a loss, and we will talk about that with Mego coming up at 9. Two chances to win that basketball game, and the two guys that you would want to do it both had a shot at it last night. Both of the Jays with a chance to win that game.
Good looks. So. Tatum's was basically in and out, and Jaylen Brown had a great look at the end.
Tatum, nobody on him.
Yep.
So wide open three, could have won that. And the inbounds, that was an issue with Drew Holiday and getting that ball to Tatum. And
but they had an opportunity after that. So, I mean, even though it didn't go in their favor, they were able to make the steal on the other side, get the ball back, get a good look. And
they just got out-muscled when it came to rebounds, especially on the offense side of the basketball. And they were beaten in the paint,
sloppy
all night long. They had turnovers, 20 turnovers. Not the effort that you would have liked to have seen.
They have half as many home losses as they did all of last season in five games.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Mego about that on a Celtics Wednesday coming up at 9 this morning. Tomorrow, Bruins Thursday, Mike Milbury at 9 as the Bruins extend the employment opportunity for Jim Montgomery here for at least another day or two. And Mike Milbury will join us tomorrow at 9. But we got a couple leads left. Wiggy, good morning and hello.
All right, good morning, hello. So it's been a long time, but you know what? I'm excited about Friday night because the baddest man on the planet is back. Mike Tyson will take on Jake Paul this Friday night. If you got Netflix, it's going to be on Netflix so you can watch it. And I think it's kind of one of those things as somebody who was always like a Mike Tyson fan. You always love to see him fight because you want to see if he's able to tear somebody's head off. But this will be this Friday night at AT&T Stadium. Massive turnout. I think you'll be a ton of people watching it because everybody can't stand Jake Paul. But he brings him out and, you know, he's going to have a legitimate opponent in the fact of, you know, Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, scariest man alive, however you want, whatever you want to call him.
Have you watched like the leading up to it series? There was one where Jake Paul's basically like, you know, I'm a big fan. It's an honor to get in the ring with you, but I'm going to take your throne. And Mike Tyson, stone face killer, was like, he's manufactured. Right. I'm a natural born killer.
Yeah.
It's just.
It's going to be like.
I'm not a big Jake Paul fan. So.
Right. And I think a lot of people aren't. So I think a lot of people are like, oh, Mike, knock his head off, but Mike better win that fight because
Mike Tyson is my age.
58.
So, I mean, is he...
But boxing's a different sport, though.
I know, but is he at serious risk when it comes to his health?
I would be worried about his ticker. Like, you want to talk about, like, a heart attack?
But he trains. It's two-minute rounds.
Are we acting like his brain is functioning today?
No.
Okay.
It's true.
It's two-minute rounds. And that's all. So it's not like your standard 3-minute rounds that you see in fighting. So it's 2 minute. It's 8 rounds, 2 minutes. So
what do you think Tyson got paid for this?
$20 million is what the reports are, and Jake Paul got 40.
Who?
Jake Paul got 40 million. Mike Tyson got 20 million.
Yeah, that's kind of what's the.
Is it real?
No.
What do you mean?
like Curtis is on the side of no. Like, is it a real fight or
is it
this
rigged?
Yeah.
I mean.
Like, do they just go laugh with each other in a private jet after?
Oh, maybe afterwards.
Well, how many takes do you think those promos took?
Yeah, afterwards.
I'm serious. Those two guys have like 5 functional brain cells combined.
That afterwards, it's probably all staged up to it because there's no real bad blood between the two of them. They like each other. But when they get in the
getting $60 million, believe me, nobody's leaving with the concussion.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When Mike
You're
Tyson
probably
gets
right, Curtis.
Watch, you'll see. You got Netflix. When you get in the ring, there's no way to kind of like go easy.
Here's a 508 text that says it's a no-win situation for Jake Paul. Either beat up an old man or get beat up by an old man.
Yeah.
I would say if he's getting $40 million, it's a win-win.
Yeah. Yeah. God, I mean, Mike could still throw. I mean, that's the thing. Just because you're 58 years old don't mean you still can't throw them hands.
All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Speaking of old men, I am concerned that I am about to be the victim of a scam.
Uh-oh.
And it happens to those of us who are in our golden years. I have become convinced over the last 48 hours that my beloved Red Sox are all in on Juan Soto.
Okay.
I, however, am worried that I am being trolled by John Henry and Sam Kennedy and Craig Breslow. Now, all the signs are pointing toward pay dirt here.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Sox are making the trip to Southern California mm-hmm. this week to meet with Juan Soto. Juan Soto apparently has been a lifelong Red Sox fan. He was a giant David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez fan growing up.
Really?
And the Red Sox are his team. The insiders suggest it is down to 4 teams, and the Red Sox are one of them.
Okay, we got action.
The Red Sox have been apparently making calls left and right around Major League Baseball on high-priced free agents, whether it's Max Fried or Blake Snell or whomever. They appear to be willing to spend. So I am asking the room, am I being lured into a false sense of security, or is this something that I should be overly excited about?
I think that they're going to pull the trigger because
it's
the $700 million trigger. He may equal what Shohei got.
Right. But if they don't get Juan Soto, they'll get a high-priced ticket free agent. I think they're in the market of like, all right, we got to make a major splash.
I want Juan Soto. I want a once-in-a-lifetime player.
Right.
I want
Preach.
The excitement of Fenway Park all summer long when it comes to a legit superstar.
Yeah, and it's all of the people that work with the Red Sox, like Red Sox adjacent, who are tweeting about it, that's gotten me really excited, because the Passan yesterday had, the Toronto's the first team that's going to meet with him, then the Red Sox, then the Mets and Yankees. And it's like, I don't know, the excitement around it, I think that...
I get it. People, like in the Twitch chat, people are like, they're cheap, they're not going to spend, and they have been lately.
Right.
But I think
that changes this offseason.
I don't know if they would, if they are not in on him, they would not be leaking that they are.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't think they would, Curtis.
Wouldn't
it's
that
not
the definition
gonna work
be?
Again. That's not going to work again.
No.
Like, you can't say we're all in on a guy
right.
and then not pay for him, or you're going to be exposed as being completely fraudulent.
Right.
Okay. Like, can we bet lunch that they don't get Juan Soto? Because this is exactly who they are.
I still owe Shime dinner at Moo. I will just throw you on the list there.
Okay, perfect.
What if they do get him?
So, Curtis, you think that this is all smoke and mirrors?
There have been so many times where, whether it's been Ken, Wiggy, you guys, me, where I've been speaking with someone about the Patriots and the Red Sox since 2020. And we thought, Oh, they made the playoffs. They got blown out by the Bills. They're going to spend. The Red Sox. Oh, my goodness. This is the year Henry has to spend. Fenway is full of Dodgers and Blue Jays fans. They need to get the city back. Over and over and over, we have been let down. And for me, they brought back Cora at midseason because it was the cheap way to make it appear like you're invested by retaining your most popular guy who happened to be the manager. John Heyman, who was first on this story, is a Boris mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Boris needs the Red Sox to be in on it because that's sort of the sleeping giant. He can convince other bidders to think that they have to up their offer to stay in the ballpark with the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I would be thrilled if it happened. I am no longer going to fall for the cheese.
I think they're going after a big market free agent if it's Juan. So it's the pitcher from the Orioles. What the hell's his last? The Burns
Corbin
guy.
Corbin Burns.
Right? So he's another one. Like,
no, I think, listen, they need pitching.
Right.
Maybe they're going to do both. Like, maybe for once,
mm-hmm.
they're gonna check the bank account and spend what they have to spend. I don't know.
Do you think they're going to spend $700 million?
I don't know that he's going to be at that same
basically what he paid for the Penguins.
Scott Boras thinks that he's going to get the same deal that Shohei got. I mean, it's at least going to be...
$600 million.
It's going to be upper fives.
Yep.
Low sixes.
But, Greg, I'd be with you. If they could structure it the way they did the Shohei deal and just defer most of the cash, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
Where you just, let's say it's $10 million a year, and then at the end he gets paid for 30 more years.
Right.
God love John Henry. I hope he lives to 100, but he probably won't be here in 20 years.
Throw in a couple incentives, you know, that add up to a couple million here and there for, you know, being an all-star or whatever. It's worth it. And mm-hmm. and you have done a good job in some cases of driving fans away for
yep.
the last 3 or 4 years.
There's no way to live it down, but you're right. If this is all like a dog and pony show.
They're going there though. Like they can't go there and not come away with the prize. Like that to me is very disappointing for fans.
Unless somebody offers more, what if they offer $600 million, but
the Yankees are willing to pay $700 million,
or the whoever.
See, I think you should just pay it.
Can we all agree not to buy the BS if they say they offered $600 million? Can we all be on the same page there?
Yeah. If they don't get them,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, because there's nothing standing in the way of getting him other than money, right?
Right.
Do you agree on that?
Yes.
Yep. And John Henry's presence on the Economic Reform Committee in Major League Baseball, which is his attempt to get rid of these types of deals.
I don't know the answer to this, but is there a ground round in Southern California that they could take him to this week, maybe, and save a little money when to what they're going to spend on wining and dining?
And you make a
Jack in the Box.
And you make a good point. Like, why go through all of this
if you're not going to get
if you're not going to have a real legitimate offer? Because it's Shohei.
Yeah.
Shohei knows what he's going to get.
Right.
Juan Soto,
do you think it was a good move paying Shohei all that money based
yes.
on what happened at the end of the season?
Yes. Yes.
This is...
By the way, just on that,
yeah.
Japan averaged 12 million viewers of the World Series at 9 a.m., more viewers than we had in the United States for the NBA Finals.
Wow.
Just Japan.
Yeah. This is Walter. Hello, Walter.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
What happens when Soto and Boras see how much extra Soto's going to have to pay in state income tax thanks to Mara Healy and company?
Yeah,
Shohei went to a really easily taxed state like California, Walter.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think
okay. You don't think it matters? You
well,
watch.
Didn't to Shohei.
Yeah, not in this case, because the teams that are potentially in on Juan Soto are going to be New York, teams in New York, the state of New York, California, and Massachusetts. I mean, taxes, you can't get any higher
and
than
Toronto.
Those. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it's not like...
Basically, have to pay Trudeau everything.
It's not like a team from Texas or Florida is jumping in.
Well, they say that Tampa Bay may be in on him. But I don't know.
I don't see them spending
team who hasn't spent anything in their entire lives.
Yeah, I bet that type of brand.
That's probably a Boras special. I would say that leak.
But you're right. The Red Sox have the leash is gone, so they can't be playing with people's emotions. You can't be doing it. You just can't be doing it from here on out.
508 texter says, "Don't fall for it, Greg. do not wire that money to Nigeria. I mean, this might be an issue. It really might be an issue.
I'm falling for this one.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm all in on it. All right. Well, those are our leads. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And speaking of sports, here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The good news, the Bruins beat the Blues in St. Louis 3-2 the final. David Pastrnak was the main story coming out of that one. He netted his fifth career go-ahead goal in the final 2 minutes of regulation to tie David Krejci for the second most in franchise history. Ray Bourque tops the list with 7. Here's what Pasta had to say about the game winner.
Yeah, I mean, what a crazy shift that was. It was a couple of looks, you know, we had, and obviously McAvoy and Mason were doing their thing and kind of buzzing around, and you know, they kind of collapsed, and the puck bounced to Charlie, and or Pav, I think, kicked it to him, and then it was all over to me, and you know, I just shot it as hard as I could.
In the bad news, the Celtics fell to the Hawks at home 117-116 in group play of the Emirates NBA Cup. The Celtics were a turnover machine in this loss. The Hawks were able to capitalize on that, scoring 19 points off of the 20 turnovers. Jaylen Brown and Derek White had season-high points, 37 and 31, respectfully. And Jason Tatum did.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play in this one. He had 20 points. Here's what Joe Mazzulla had to say about what led to the C's carelessness with the ball.
Their physicality, their ball pressure, threw a couple passes on our heels. They're long, active hands, but just didn't. Some of the reads were there. They just didn't connect on the passes. But it's a credit to their physicality and their ball pressure.
And it's a back-to-back night for the C's. They have the Nets in Brooklyn tonight. Tip is at 7:30. We'll talk with Mego this morning at 9 about that. Some weird news out of Boston College football. Tommy Castellanos will not play this weekend. He has stepped away from the team after being benched, according to Bill O'Brien. Stepped away for a few days. I don't really know what that means. I don't know where this is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Very weird story there.
Well, you and I were talking about this. Did you watch the BC game?
Because yes,
it seems like they were rotating the other quarterback with him. They didn't have many passing yards.
Yeah, the other quarterback I just don't think is that good. I
mean, the Grayson James.
To be fair, they did run for like 400
right.
yards.
I mean,
but let's be honest, this is probably a portal thing. Like, this is what you're going to get now if you're not going to be the starter, or a coach dares to tell you that you're not playing well, then you're immediately going to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He's probably hitting the portal.
I mean, where's he going to go? Monmouth?
It's
a bad look.
Bad look for him.
Yeah. To step away from 100%. The team after something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, maybe it was the stress of the election.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Never know.
You've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. 4 hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines.
Curtis, I missed the Ben Volen column on the Emirates NBA Cup. Is that coming soon?
Oh, believe me. It'll be there.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I just want to know.
Fair and balanced.
Okay.
That's the Globe.
I want to make sure we're going after everybody.
Yep.
with the same energy.
Boy, their media critic is even-handed, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
By the way, Greg, when you're wrong, you're wrong, and I'm wrong. We have footage of John Henry on the beaches of California right now, going to meet Juan Soto. Up there he is. So if you can see on Twitch, there's John Henry trying to find Juan Soto somewhere in California.
All right.
I think the deal will get done today. 31 degrees, mostly sunny afternoon, high of 40.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.